This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we're going to be talking about how placebo pills may help with back pain. And on one of the stories that came out today, or actually I think it came out yesterday, and how, you know, somebody could take something fake and it helps them. And, you know, we've talked about this. I remember one of the original doctors I opened my practice with, Dr. Stu Curry, said, you know, if they could bottle up placebo, people would buy placebo and it would work. I would. If they could bottle it up, I'd buy it. It would work. And, you know, placebo is basically where we give you a dummy pill, but we don't tell you it's a dummy pill. We tell you it's something that's going to help you, and you just find that it works. I mean, it's a very, very interesting concept and phenomenon that needs to be looked at. But, you know, I was watching the Packer game, and I was watching Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers has had kind of a tough, he's kind of had a tough season. And I was watching him and kind of noticing how once he got his groove, and they kept saying that throughout the whole, they kept saying that throughout the whole, you know, game. Look, he's got to get into his groove. He's got to get his timing, etc. And you notice once he did, it just all fell into play. And, you know, I know I was a kid in the 70s, but I really kind of grew up in the 80s. But I do remember a lot of the jargon in the 70s, and I've been bringing up a lot during this decade about finding your groove, finding your mojo, finding your moxie, and they're very old terminologies, but I think I'm picking up on something that it's starting to work for me too. And I'm not just talking about, okay, I'm going to take a placebo, but I find mind over matter. So here's an example, okay? I've been having some trouble sleeping over the last couple of years because of, you know, stressors and, you know, like the medical office and all the changes with the Affordable Care Act and trying to pay my staff was, you know, a big stressor. And you know, and I do a lot. I'm in show business. I teach, you know, so there's a lot that I do. So, you know, I would have some trouble sleeping. And so the kids wanted to go and play tennis last night. So, but I have found very recently that if I, by 9 p.m., start to already, you know, talk myself into going to bed mode, where I'm like, okay, you know, I'm gonna, you know, be going to sleep soon, and I already start a ritual. Okay, you know how grandma and grandpa used to have rituals, and you're like, are you kidding me? Just go to the bathroom, and, I mean, really, we have to have a ritual? The older you get, the more you notice that you need to have a certain ritual. And if I have this ritual starting at 9 p.m., where I just put some TV on, I start to shut off the lights, I start limiting the computer, I shut the computer down, I'm able to fall asleep. And this blows my mind that that works. And it's starting to work with pooping. Okay? If I know that I have a very small window to poop, okay? Because, you know, with me, when I travel and stuff, you know, I'm like, look, I'm not going to be able to sit there, you know, and play Candy Crush in the toilet for 30 minutes, okay? It's not going to happen. If I got to go, I got to be able to go fast. And the best poops are the ones that are already ready in the hangar, right? Ready to go. So if I already start putting my mind, I'm serious about this, if I start putting my mind, okay, into, all right, I'm going to go, we're going to do the, it works. It just does. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is your mind has a lot more control than you think. Now, what can I not do? What magical powers do I not have? Well, one magical power I don't have is I don't know how to stop a migraine. When that migraine is coming, And I'm screwed. When that migraine's coming, there is nothing I could do. There is nothing I could do to stop it. And so I can't talk pain away. When the in-laws were coming into town, there was nothing I could do. No mind game, nothing. And I, you know, sit and duck, so to speak. So, you know, with that, you can't, but I really, really think that there are certain, you know, when you stop to concentrate on something, you could really make it work. I mean, look at relationships. Look what's happening with relationships and how, you know, we let relationships fall apart. And you're like, well, if I only paid attention, then pay attention. And don't get me started on child fatalities and all the accidents that seem to happen when we drive or things that happen to our kids because we weren't paying attention. Why don't you pay attention? And it's not like you got to stop everything you do to, but you know, just put some effort into it. Okay? I usually ignore my husband a lot. And it's just because I'm busy and I'm distracted and I don't want him to distract me more with whatever he's talking about. And so I'll ignore him. But he picks up on that. He doesn't like to be ignored. That's not very, very cool. So why don't I be a good, wife and pay attention to him? Why don't I do that? And I tell you, if I just spent a minute, okay, putting some extra time and letting him see that, it works. So what I'm basically telling you, we're actually going to be talking about migraines and why they realized foods can trigger migraines and which foods cause migraines. We'll talk about how placebo works for pain. We'll talk about a lot of medical stories that come up, you have these poop transplants and things you could do to improve your gut health. So, and by the way, we're also going to talk about road rage in women, which I think I have a little bit of road rage, which we should probably talk about and dive into. There's a lot more control than we have. And the funny thing is the more you realize you have the control, the better you do. When do we give up? When do we panic? It's when we're like, you know what, there's nothing I could do about it. I'm screwed anyway. And then you just say, Jesus, take the wheel. And you know, if you put your hands back on that wheel, you'll notice you are in control. And it takes that split second thinking, not so much literally with car driving, but just figuratively with anything you do. So when it comes to your health, if you're like, look, now you know, everybody in my family has diabetes. I'm going to get it no matter what. Take control. Just put some attention on her for a split second. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late.
800-328-1860. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Well, as you heard in the news, the FDA is trying to reduce the amount of salt that we eat. We're supposed to be eating less than 2,300 milligrams of salt a day, but the FDA is saying that we eat about 3,400 milligrams of sodium each day. And high salt in our diet could increase our risk of heart disease by increasing high blood pressure, as well as other maladies. So we are not supposed to be taking in that much sodium. Personally, I think it's even more than the sodium. I think the problem of our diet is we're having so many preservatives and unnatural substances being put into our body. So the salt is just a small part of it. So, which is going to be very important, as you see in a few minutes. So, I guess the FDA wants to do change. the fact that Americans are eating almost 1,100 milligrams more than they should per day. And so they're drafting, quote-unquote, voluntary guidelines that encourage food manufacturers to limit the sodium content in all of their products. The guidelines are not going to be legally binding, but already industry groups are ticked. Apparently, the FDA is now encountering very fierce resistance. According to Lori Roman, president of the Salt Institute, says your favorite foods are not going to taste the same. The government is trying to change virtually every recipe in the United States. What are you going to do to Pringles? Oh, my gosh. The North American Meat Institute accused the FDA of vilifying salt. Ooh, there's a North American Meat Institute. I wonder what those meetings are like. You know, what do they serve? I bet they get some. I love meat. Oh, wow. The North American Meat Institute. I got to look that up. I got to look up all the different meat agencies they are. I'm starting to get hungry for lunch. Hold on a second. Let me see what we got here. Let me see. This is called, okay, and then, of course, my Google is slow. See, that's what happens when you eat meat. Okay, so I'm going to say list of meat agencies. I love Google. I don't want to call Siri. The problem with Siri is I think she's trying to take my job. All right, so let me see. You could rank. There's meat packing, meat, meat mama's meat. No, there's no meat. Okay. All right, I'll let you know. It's loading up now. It's taking forever to load. Okay, anyway, we'll get back to this. So, they say the draft FDA guidelines recommend that Americans reduce their salt consumption to 3,000 milligrams per day within 2 years, baby steps, followed by a more substantial reduction to 2,300 milligrams over the next decade. They say food producers fear that the FDA will use the guidance to pressure them into cutting back on salt down the road. They worry the guidance will be turned into formal regulations, which have the force of law. That could really, really stink. Okay, I'm in agreement with them. All right, yeah, I got the meat. Yeah, they're called like National Beef Packing Company, but then you also have like Keystone Foods, OSI Group. I was expecting there to be like meat something that, yeah, and I just expected the names to be a lot, you know, more fun than that. You know, like Hostess. I mean, Hostess, not that they do meat, but anyway. All right, so the American Heart Association says lower salt intake could help people lower their blood pressure, which in turn could reduce their risk of heart attack and stroke. The group published a study that found reducing sodium consumption by 40% could save as many as 500,000 lives during the next 10 years. They say for years, consumers have been warned about the link between excess sodium in the diet and high blood pressure. Yeah, I remember back in the 80s. I think that's when Mrs. Dash came out. And I remember my mom going, we can't eat salt. See, my mom never added salt to anything we ate. My dad still had a heart attack. Yeah, see, you know, so to me, I don't think it's just the salt. Yes, we need to lower our salt, absolutely. But taking a recipe, taking fast food, pulling out all the salt is not going to make it healthier. It's all the other preservatives and crap that's in there. They say Americans continue to consume sodium in amounts that far exceed the recommended daily limits, in large part because the amount of sodium in the food supply remains high, and consumers are often unaware of the foods that contribute to the most sodium in the American diet. The Salt Institute pushed back on such claims, pointing to studies that suggest salt deficiencies can cause heart failure and cardiovascular disease. Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure the Salt Institute found when you have low sodium, how dangerous that could be, but it's very rare for somebody to have low sodium because of diet. Usually if their sodium's low, it's because of some other metabolic process. Liver, kidneys, or the kidneys, okay? So, adrenals. All right, so the FDA's plan now. Oh, yeah, so according to a study published by the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, let's get the kidney peoples to, let's get the bean guys to chime in here. Salt Institute claims that the human body has an appetite for salt that must be satisfied. And according to the study published by the Clinical Journal of American Society of Nephrology, people consume between 2,800 milligrams and 4,600 milligrams of salt each day. The FDA's plan to reduce sodium would, they say, according to Roman, encourage people to eat more food to get the amount of salt the body craves. It's almost as preposterous as limiting water. They say by lowering the sodium levels in food, you run the risk of increasing obesity, she says. Now, this is something that, definitely warrants a conversation, because one thing I think many of us noticed when we were starting to buy these foods in the 1980s that were low fat, if something was low fat, they usually compensated in taste with higher sugar or more sweetness. If something was supposed to be sugar-free, they compensated with higher fat. What a lot of people have been doing now, because we've been telling everybody no carbs, no carbs, no carbs, no sugar. So many people instead, me one of them, I've been cutting back my sugar greatly. But I'm noticing then that I'm reaching more for the salty snacks. So, you know, we have cravings, okay? I mean, you are not going to get the American public to enjoy a cucumber, all right? It's not going to happen. We're not going to want to just sit there and eat lettuce. It's not, you know, I mean, I've had low salt. Oh, I bought low salt cheese once. Or was it low fat cheese? All I know is my son looked at it like something's wrong with this. And I'm like, I know this is disgusting. And I looked at the package. I was like, oh crap, it's low, you know, low fat. I think it was low fat and low salt maybe. So it's an issue. Campbell's soup back in 2010 reduced sodium by up to 45% in many of its soups. And what happened? Sales plummeted. So a year later, the company abandoned the plan. Apparently, Campbell's sodium reduction was too much too fast. Now, there's other food companies that might have had some more success. American Heart Association said Nestle, General Mills, PepsiCo, Kraft Heinz, Subway, and Panera all have found ways to reduce level of sodium in their products without hurting business. Nestle said they were able to reduce sodium by 10% in 250 products. But you see, 10%. So if the sodium level is, let's say, 4,000, and you knock it down to 3,600, that's great. Way to go. That's the 10% reduction. That's awesome. I'll take it. But I see where they're getting concerned with the FDA getting involved. Now, for some of you, you guys are going to say, wait a second. This is what we need. You know, I like buying food at a grocery store that's packaged. I like buying junk food. I like buying fast food. Why not have the government get involved? Okay? And I got to tell you, you know, we've got a lot less people drinking soda pop as a result to everything that's been happening. Soda pop is getting more expensive. You know, I don't buy soda pop hardly anymore, you know, at this point. I know it's not healthy, but I always liked having some soda pop when the kids came over. I don't even serve it. You know, when the kids come over, they can have apple juice or, you know, some other juice or orange juice or water. That's what we serve. So, yeah, our house is boring but tough. So, you know, sometimes when the government gets involved, cigarettes being more expensive, you know, it is cutting, you know, limiting people smoking. It just, I get very, very nervous about the government getting involved. And I also don't want the government to get involved by not complete science. Now, by that, the sodium, we know, high sodium diet, bad for you. We got that. But don't just dissect out sodium and allow companies to compensate with these other salt additives, preservatives, etc., to beef up the taste to compensate for the salt, and then we're getting more crap than we originally got, and that's worse for you. Okay, if we start overcompensating our food with extra sugar and fat, etc., or additives, I don't know how that's going to be healthier. So we really need to be careful when we start messing around with things like this. And that's just how I feel. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, let's talk about some foods that trigger migraines and why foods cause migraines. And females with road rage, they appear to have worse road rage than men. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, I do have a blog. I don't like to use that word blog, but I basically have, I guess that's what you call it, where I have the health headlines for you guys every day. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or go to drdahlia.wordpress.com. Yeah, WordPress is great. I love it. I didn't have to spend money, you know, on that. I mean, eventually, yeah, I got to get something fancier for that, but it's great. I can post really cool pictures. I always do my NFL picks, and I haven't been too far off. I think I'm at now 65 to 70% correct every week, which isn't bad, guys. Not too bad with my football picks. So definitely check it out. I'm waiting for the NFL injury report to come out for this next week of or this next Sunday's football. So let you guys definitely look at that before you guys place your bets. You know, the Dr. Dahlia method isn't too bad. Okay, I mean, hey, there's been worse. Cut me some slack. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people who suffer from migraines say foods can trigger it. But this new study says that maybe it's not so much the food, but it's the bacteria in the mouth. They say people with migraines harbor more bacteria in their mouths and have the ability to modify chemicals called nitrates compared to people without migraines. Some migraine-triggering foods contain nitrates, including processed meats, green leafy vegetables, as well as certain medications. The researchers hypothesized that having greater amounts of bacteria in the mouth that modify nitrates could contribute to headaches in some people. These bacteria help convert nitrates into nitric oxide, a chemical that plays a role when it comes to headaches. So some of you may say, well, why don't we brush our teeth more? Exactly. I would love to see a study of people who brush their teeth more if they end up having less issues with migraines. I think that would be like the coolest study in the world. I don't know. That's just me. Okay, so they say bacteria in the oral cavity may contribute migraine triggering levels of nitric oxide. The study found only an association, however, between the bacteria and migraines and an actual cause. But they hope that the study spurs more research into how oral bacteria could be connected to migraines. They say right now, if people suspect that nitrates are triggering their migraines, they should try to avoid nitrates in their diet. Again, processed food like meats, etc., those things seem to be very, you know, some of the biggest culprits when it comes to that. They say in the study, the researchers analyzed 172 oral samples and nearly 2,000 fecal samples from healthy people. Fecal means poo-poo. From healthy people who participate in the American Gut Project, one of the largest crowdsourced science projects in the U.S., thousands of people in the general public contributed samples to the project to have their microbiomes analyzed. I'd be like, you know what, stay away from my microbiome, please. So what kind of foods trigger migraines? Okay, well, first they find, which is very interesting, is beans. Yeah, beans. They say all kinds of beans are potential food triggers. String beans, navy beans, kidney beans, lima beans, and so on. They think it's the tannin in beans thought to be the culprit. Remember, what was that in Back to the Future? Biff Tannen? Yeah. This is T-A-N-N-I-N. Okay, tannin. Pickles. All right, they say anything pickled, pickled eggs, beets, olives, vegetables, peppers, cucumbers, etc., those could trigger migraines. Chili peppers. Apparently the capsaicin in chili peppers can be a migraine trigger. And they're actually researching it on how it triggers migraines. Olives. The tyramine in olives could possibly be triggering migraines. This comes from Health Central, by the way. Dried fruits. And I like dried fruits because it helps me poop. I really like dried fruits because if I don't poop, I get a migraine. So you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't on this one. But they say dried fruits. Why? Because they contain sulfites. These are thought to be the reason that they could be a migraine trigger. Avocado. The tyramine in avocados have been linked to migraines. And I love guacamole. So, again, because I get a lot of migraines. Red plums. I love red plums. Come on. Red plums also have tyramine. Bananas. Bananas have tyramine and histamine. Histamine probably, that's why some of you guys are allergic to the bananas, because they kind of make your mouth a little itchy. Yeah, that could be from the histamine. That could trigger citrus fruits have tyramine and histamine. That also could be migraine. Oh, I love kiwi. Isn't kiwi yummy? Yeah, histamine. Yeast breads. Yeast breads have this naturally occurring chemical called coumarin. This coumarin could be a migraine trigger. And yeast breads, who knows, maybe they give you a yeast infection too. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll stay away from yeast breads. But don't all breads usually use yeast, I guess? I mean, unless we're eating matzah. Pizza. The yeast in the crust of pizza can be a migraine trigger. Now that blows, because I love pizza. Soft pretzels. There's yeast in soft pretzels. Oh, yeah, I can't stand crispy pretzels. Give me a soft pretzel every time. That's interesting. I like soft pretzels. Processed meat is the tyramine of preservatives. Well, we know. Bacon, again, tyramine of preservatives. Hot dogs can cause headaches. Tyramine and preservatives, they say. Sausage, tyramine and preservatives. Aged cheese, tyramine. But talking about tyramine, is tyramine also in red wine? That also can cause trigger. I mean, it's basically a whole diet. Sour cream. The choline in sour cream could cause that. Yeah, because some of you guys are like, wait a second, Dahlia. Okay, I got a football party coming up. And if you're telling me that avocado is going to give me a headache, then that's easy squeezy. What I'll do instead is I'll serve some French onion dip. I gotcha, but no. In whole milk, the choline and the casein have been blamed for migraines. Alcohol, because of the tyramine, we know that. Red wine has tyramine and the sulfites. But red wine more so as migraine trigger than white. Tannin may also be a problem. I can't drink red wine, I get a headache. Chocolate beverages, oh no, this sucks. The phenylethylamine, the tannin, and the caffeine could be the migraine trigger. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, caffeine? Doesn't caffeine help you with headaches? For any of us that live by Excedrin migraine, we love our caffeine. I know. But merely caffeine could help, but it could also hurt. So it all depends on how your body reacts to it. MSG. MSG, this is a new theory, they say. It connects to the TRESC gene. This is activated by glutamate and can cause migraines. Artificial sweeteners. Alright, apparently will trigger our excitotoxins. They're excitotoxins because they cause our neurons to fire spasmodically. So for those of us drinking a dried soda pop to avoid a headache, get one. Vinegar. Vinegar is tyramine, so that could be an issue. But that's in the balsamic and the red vinegar. If you have the white vinegar, no. No tyramine. So you could get away with, so, you know, when you do your vinegar and oil for your salads, maybe do white vinegar, I guess. I don't know if that's the same. And then fresh yeast products have coumarin, and so, like, fresh bread and that kind of thing could give you a headache. So basically, we're screwed. I mean, because, like, cheese, fruits, vinegar and oil, it sounds like even if you have a healthy diet, my suggestion would be to, do a food diary. Well, never when it comes to headaches, okay? You have to have a diary. And the funny thing is for me, it could be a bad pillow in a motel. If I'm in a hotel or motel or whatever, if the pillow stinks, I could get a migraine. So then that's more of a cervicogenic headache inducing my migraine. And remember, what's the difference between a headache and a migraine? Well, a headache doesn't make you feel like you want to die. Okay, that's first and foremost. Headaches are usually milder. They sometimes can be associated with stress. They could be associated with your sinuses. You could kind of put your hand on where they are. You could even rub where they are. Migraines seem to be deeper. Many of them can have an aura attached with it, where you can have, like, flashy lights or nausea or, some other sensory issues. And, many times we confuse migraines with cluster headaches. Men seem to get cluster headaches more. But these migraines, I mean, they just don't go away with your simple headache measures. They're pretty bad. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
One. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, they are saying we women will lose our cool more than males when it comes to road rage. That's ridiculous, okay? They say researchers suggest that women have an instinctive early warning system, which dates back to our early female ancestors who had a sense of danger for threats. Okay? They say this finding contradicts previous studies, which shows that men are more predominantly affected by road rage. So when we women get this kicking sense, we will get more angry. We will be more on the offensive. I think that's so stupid. Anyway, what they did is they looked at 1,000 UK drivers. Now, here's the thing. When you look at British drivers, okay, of course they're more ticked off because they have to drive on the wrong side of the road. I mean, so they're probably mad about that. And they got all those stupid roundabouts. So my guess is, you know, if you want a population where they're already ticked off and angry, absolutely take the British, because their whole driving, you know, issues and their streets are all, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, New York where it's a nice grid, okay, where it's like, okay, you know, if you have to go to 55th and 7th Avenue, or 7th Avenue, 55th, or whatever, you know exactly where to go. So, but then again, if you wanted a population all grumpy in terms of driving, that's probably, you're already, you know, you don't have to make them grumpy. Participants were sense tested to see how sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste provoked emotional responses while driving. The results from the sense testing were fed into a specially created software which gave each participant a unique driving emotion test score. The results showed that on average, women are 12% angrier than men when behind the wheel. The research suggested that driving sparks an ancient defense instinct dating back to our hunter-gatherer days, and these evolutionary traits kick in during the test when the women were undertaken, when the women were shouted out, beeped at, had to deal with a backseat driver, or were faced with a road user who didn't indicate, I guess, the light or the use his clicker when he switched lanes. According to Patrick Fagan, a behavioral psychologist at Goldsmiths University London, who led the study, said psychologically women score higher than men on emotional and verbal intelligence and on the personality trait of neuroticism. See how he tried to butter us up, saying we score higher, and then they're like, but we're more neurotic. What? Wait, that's ridiculous. Wait, what? Neurotic? No way. Evolutionary theory suggests, see, now he tries to blame it on evolution. Yeah, let's go back to the Bible. Let's blame this on Genesis. Evolutionary theory suggests that our female ancestors had to develop an acute sense of danger for anything that threatened them and their young if their cave was undefended while men were out hunting. Oh, yeah, we went ape crazy. Ooh, yeah, we went ape crazy. We're like, oh, you don't mess with my baby. This is my house. That early warning system instinct is so relevant today, and women drivers tend to be more sensitive to negative stimuli, so get angry and frustrated quicker. Okay, I could totally see somebody get divorced for, you know, writing this study up, but the results of the study conflict with previous research. Mm-hmm. A number of studies have examined the characteristics of individuals who suffer from road rage. Mm-hmm. In a study by Smart and Mann, wait, that's their name, Smart Man. Smart man. People with road rage were found to be predominantly young, 33 years of age on average, and men, 96.6%. Findings have also been reported by other investigators. Being a mainly male behavior, other investigators have found that road rage may extend across all age groups with the exception of seniors. Okay, let's take a step back. Okay, now here's the thing. Okay, I'm married to Corey, and I love my husband a lot, but he's the one that gets more insulted and has more road. I mean, he's the one where he thinks takes things a little bit. I'm like, no big deal, I know nothing but chicken wing. I mean, but I am very competitive. I will give this to you. I will give this to Smart Man or whoever the hell wrote this study. I'll give it to you. If you say that women are more competitive than men, because I think that's true. I think women are brutal. I think we women, wow, we size other women up. I told you what happened. My husband, we went flying, and you know, there's four of us, right? My husband and my two sons. So I usually sit with my two sons, you know, and I smack them when they fall. I don't smack them, but, you know, so then when they get out of line, I go whoop their butts, right? Okay, and so I usually sit next to the two boys, and then my husband takes another seat. Well, my husband was just sitting there, and this blonde woman, kind of in her late 30s, goes, oh, can I sit there by the window? You know, my husband all of a sudden, you know, changes his voice. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, of course, absolutely. He said, yeah, absolutely, please, go right ahead. Do you need me to help you with your bag? And I'm sitting there going, excuse me, because I'm all the way on the other, I'm across the aisle right by the window. And here he is, he's helping her with her bag. Oh, let me get that armrest for you so you can just slide right into your seat. What? So he's doing all this. And so I'm like, oh, no. So my boys are seeing me get all mad and huffy and all puffy. And I'm texting him saying I'm divorcing his if he even looks at her, I'm throwing him off the plane. So anyway, I'm sitting here yelling at him through text, and he's sitting there checking his teeth, checking his breath, because he's sitting next to this blonde. And I'm like, wait, this is ridiculous, ridiculous. So I'm having absolute, and yeah, I got all road rage in the middle of an airplane flight because this blonde is making my husband act like he's 16 again. Okay, whereas I make my husband act like he's 86. Do you want to hit the senior citizen special at the buffet, honey? Yeah, sure, let's go. And all of a sudden now, he's checking his breath and sitting up straight and tucking in his stomach. Are you kidding me? Kidding me? So yeah, when I drive, somebody ticks me off when I drive, I don't get mad. I get even when I drive. Somebody tried to prevent me from merging on the freeway the other day. Oh, hell to the no. I outsped him, and I gunned my car. I probably lost about a half a tank of gas to do so, but I beat him to, and then he just merged somewhere else, and he beat me later. But that, I compete. So I think we women do have a competitive edge, and I think we women always feel like we need to prove ourselves. And so when we do that, sometimes we could run the risk of getting nasty. And, you know, getting mean, I think that's our, and again, you know, we're going to fight with the tools that we have. I cannot outrun my husband. I can't out arm wrestle him. I can't, you know, but can I out talk him? You know, can I sometimes outsmart him, even though he outsmarts me? But whatever I could do at that moment in time, and men can outsmart women too, but what I'm saying is whatever I could do at that moment in time, okay, whatever I could do, you know, in terms of choreograph or manipulate or whatever, I will use my tools. And so, you know, yeah, and unfortunately women get a very bad rap of being evil and being, and again, I, Hillary Clinton, we can't really put in this conversation because there really is some crazy stuff coming out of her camp. So, but for the rest of us women, I mean, you know, we're always accused that where we got to where we got to, you know, we had to be evil and this and that. And, you know, no, sometimes we just, I mean, you know, we were ourselves. Sometimes a woman is exactly what you want. If a woman is not exactly what you want, we have to convince that a woman is, you think in radio, being a woman in radio was very easy? No. But I had to convince people that being a woman is exactly what they wanted. Now, my boss at GCN, no, he was like, yeah, you're exactly what we want. That's great. So I didn't have to do any convincing. In the past, I did. And boy, did I have to convince him. And so, honestly, can women have more potential for road rage? I've really never heard of a woman pulling out a gun. I think you'll see more violent road rage being done by men. But I think women have that potential to scratch, to be that feral cat that goes ape crazy. So, you know, don't cut off a woman and think just because she's a woman, she's not going to run you down. 1-877-DOT-ZELLY. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.